Hi, it's me. We're back. And we're here talking more about this Stacy Peterson disappearance that happened on October 28th, 2007. Now, timeline, folks, and these things disturb me. Again, I worked in the court system, worked for lawyers, and been pretty much on the law because, you know, again, if you're wronged enough, you know, by law enforcement, by not investigating things, I'm one of those victims. I've called and called and called about different things, so figured it'd be better to work inside. So that's why I ended up working in the judicial system, and I worked for a number of lawyers. And I got very heavily involved with the rights of people because people have been violated nonstop. And it's got to be some type of way that people need to know their rights. So that's what I've been doing in between these other things that I've been doing out here, like everyone else in the Patriot community. But the Drew Peterson case, this is the thing I find interesting. Now, Drew Peterson currently is 53 years old. He was born in 1954. His first wife, he was married in, I can't think what year it was. It doesn't really matter. First wife said that he was a pillar of the community almost, didn't find anything wrong with him. Second wife, Victoria, was scared of him. Evidently, he had a relationship with this Stacy Peterson going on. They said at one point from the age of 13, and then some people said it went from 15 to 17. But Stacy was born in 1985. So that means that at the time that he entered in this relationship with her, and that's when the wife started complaining, was 1998. So she was about 15 years old. So she was 15 years old in Illinois. The law is that anybody under the age of 17 is considered, you know, non-consensual sex. So if he was having sex with this girl between 13 and 15, and the police knew about it, and he was working as a sworn to duty officer, he was a violation of the law. If he took the girl out of state at all in his airplane, guess what? That's international flight in regards to taking an underage minor. And if he had sex with her, again, that was an illegal act, and it was all felonious. Okay, nobody arrested him. Nobody said anything, even though the wife complained, and so did this girl's mother. Stacy had a mother by the name of Christy Kyles. Christy Kyles, at the age of 40, May 26, 1998, disappeared, vanished from Blue Island. Nobody's able to find out where she is. Only reports I get is that, oh, she does that periodically, but periodically doesn't mean you end up missing for 8 years or more. The woman's still missing. It came out, too, that she was missing right after she went out and started complaining about her daughter seeing Drew Peterson and his age and the fact that she was 15 years old or 13 or whatever it was. So anyway, all of a sudden she ended up missing. Nobody did anything, just vanished out of the clear blue sky. And then anyway, what happened was Stacy was still seeing him, going to Kathleen Salvo's house, holding his children when he was basically abusing the mother while he was already divorced from her. And then the weirdest thing, too, was the day that they found Kathleen in her home. That was a day that he decides to go to the house. The neighbor next door pulls up in the driveway of his house at the same time that Peterson comes to his house. So when Peterson comes to his house and the other gentleman comes to his driveway, Peterson gets out of his car and tells him, hey, will you come in my house? And the guy gets out of his car. He goes and unlocks the house door, and the guy goes upstairs, and that's when he finds Kathleen's body in the bathtub. Not in water, just dead. Now, you go and tell me what neighbor do you know that you're going to come out of your car and a police officer's going to come up and tell you to go in his ex-wife's house. Wouldn't you be suspicious? Let's be back. We'll be back on that when we come back, and I'll ask John about that when we return.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne on RBN. Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, Blog Talk Radio, now live, and also we're simulcast on Internet Chat Cafe. And I'm talking about the missing persons issue with Stacy Peterson here out here in Illinois. Now, I want to read from this transcript I have of a timeline of events just so that, you know what's going on. And then I'm going to go right into the problem I have with the media. Now, it says that in 2007, Drew Peterson is hiding in Kathleen Peterson's home, assaults and threatens her. This is when he chases her through the house with a billy club and hits her about the head and stuff and assaults her and threatens her in her own home. In July of 2002, Kathleen Peterson writes a letter to the state's attorney about Drew Peterson, which is on my website. If you go on there, it's a copy of a letter that Americans Most Wanted has, and it's the same letter that is out there, and you can read it, exactly what she says verbatim, that she wrote to the Joliet attorney, state's attorney's office, in regards to Drew Peterson and the constant harassment attacks. It says that in 2002, she started divorce proceedings, in regards to Drew. And then it says that in 2003, Tracy's sister marries. It doesn't say when. It says in 2003, this is when she got married. In 2003, Drew Peterson, Kathleen Peterson's divorce was finalized, but it wasn't settled. But in 2003, Drew married Stacy at the age of 17. Now, he's going with her before this because, as I said before, information that was stated that she was going with this, he was going with this girl, was going back to 1998, which, again, he was against and in violation of his duty as a police sworn officer in law. He was doing something illegal, but, again, you know, nobody looked into this. Why? Again, your tax dollars, everybody's tax dollars are going to this. Then, anyway, they said in 2004, in March, Kathleen was found dead in a dry bathtub with 18 domestic violent complaints filed and one restraining order. It says that in 2006, her sister, Tina, had died from cancer. It says that in 2007, in the morning that her disappearance occurred, she was supposed to be making plans with her best friend and her sister to go paint, I guess, a house or something like that. So her sister started calling her 1 o'clock on, and anyway, when she called it early in the morning, that was when allegedly they saw the cars in the parking lot, but she wasn't there. She called the house, and she talked to Drew on the phone, but she was sitting in the parking lot. And, by the way, since he was sitting in the parking lot, she knew if he was home or not. He didn't answer the door. He wasn't home. But then later on that day at 9:30, it says that there was a alleged time between Drew Peterson said that Stacy called and said she was leaving around 9:30 at night, that is. Stacy's sister, Cassandra, goes to the Peterson's home. Her nephew tells her both parents are gone, and they argued earlier in the day. Now, 11:30 p.m., Cassandra calls Drew Peterson. He says he is at home, unaware she is parked on the street, and sees both vehicles are gone. Says he is out looking for Stacy when she's outside the house. This thing is really amazing, you know. In 10/29/2007, 4 a.m. in the morning, Cassandra reports that Stacy Peterson is missing, and she goes to Downers Grove Police. She contacts them to tell them what's going on, and they tell her that she has to file a police report in Bolingbrook, where she ends up going. 10:15 a.m. in the morning, Stacy talks to Bruce Sunday morning, who's a friend, and lets him know what's going on with her sister. At 1:30 p.m., Stacy starts calling, looking for Stacy. She calls the house, and Chris, one of the kids, tells her that she went to Grandpa's house. Cassandra makes a call and confirms that Stacy never went. 1:30 p.m., Rick Mims talks to Sharon. This is a woman that's on TV all the time, the neighbor, who confirms both cars were in the driveway until about 1:30 p.m. And it goes on and on and on and talks about all these things in here. And the bottom line is it doesn't make any sense in this situation that if this information was you or I on the street, you'd be immediately put in jail because this stuff that they're talking about does not make sense, and it clearly shows that there was foul play and somebody was involved with this disappearance of the missing thing, the situation with Stacy. Now, John, you heard what I said here. Do you have any questions about this? Because I want to go back into the control media issue right after that.
Well, you were last week you stated that there weren't dogs, or there were dogs, but when I was talking about a storage facility that was nearby, and they had a couple of police officers visit that storage facility, but they never had the dogs visit that storage facility where they might have stored a drum or something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you commented that across the street, this is a rich street, and to reiterate, Stacy's husband, number one, had six past children, two with each wife, and was fourth wife in divorce situation, would not have a lot of money. Being a
sergeant. But he owns a plane.
Okay, he has lots of things that don't dictate that he should have extra money, but yet he has all these toys, has a $200-some-thousand-dollar house. He lives in a neighborhood of nice houses that across the street it's convenient that they have like two or three travel-all campers or so. And now why would one person have that many kind of campers? And again, we have this scenario of a very young girl messing around with the officers on the policing precinct, and he seems to be untouchable. So I'm wondering if we're getting into light white slavery and drugs.
Well,
and
it seems kind of odd because he was arrested at his bar. He had a bar out there in one of these counties, and I haven't been able to trace exactly where that is. I kind of stopped because there was other things going on. But the thing was, he had a bar, and anyway, while he was there at the bar, they said there were sleazy characters, drug dealers in the bar. So then, anyway, he ended up working for the police department, and they fired him. Okay, and then they hired him back because he launched his own investigation against the police department, and he made allegations that they were selling drugs out of the police department. So then he was rehired. And then once he was rehired, later on, he went up to being a sergeant. And then the thing that's really amazing is last week I had said that I felt that the body was put in a drum. Now the Sun-Times, the Chicago Sun-Times yesterday, is reporting that some man came to the house with a drum. A drum, imagine this. He comes in the house and the neighbors see him and Peterson leave with the drum. And a drum big enough to put a body in. So, you know, it took him all the way, almost 28 days, almost a whole month for somebody to come forth and say they saw another guy with a drum come to his house, and it's possibly that he could have put the body in the drum. You know, these are the things that just amaze me that, you know, I don't know if it's orchestrated news or people are just not running on empty and investigating, but, I mean, this is almost a month later. And these factors that they're putting together, like I said, you know, the O.J. situation, he was on the road at the end of that little thing he was doing. They arrested him. Vic was in a situation just recently about this dog thing, and they were investigating him and took all his money, and they haven't even really gone to court about that. That's the baseball, football player, whatever the heck he is. And then you have these other people out here that, you know, done little or nothing. They go to jail immediately, and you got a person of law enforcement, and he's roaming around out here. Who knows where the hell he is right now? You know, free as a bean to jump in a plane and stuff. And they talked about that they were going to the to have a grand jury, and I read the report of what the grand jury was looking into. They didn't say anything about this murder. They were talking about whether or not he should get his $6,000 a month pension. So, you know, you're looking at this, and there's something wrong with this. You know, I don't know if it's me or what. Or what do you guys feel about this out here? But I'm saying this is blotched. It's a situation of conspiracy. It's a crime that is going on continuously that they're not addressing. You have folks in there working law enforcement that should never be in that job. They have, you know, possibility of type A personality and other disorders. I mean, you got somebody beating his wife and doing all kinds of weird things, and they, you know, expect that person to be just and fair in the law and enforcing law for people that are on the street. And then you have a situation where people seeing people with drums and this reporting it now coming to the house, which clearly could have been a situation he could put the body in there and put it in a storage bin, like I have been saying, you know, and it took him this long to come about to figure that out or look into it. So now let's go to the orchestrated level of the news. The orchestrated thing is I want to ask you, and please call in and let me know how you feel on this. The bug the hell out of me. I was told to come over there and watch this stuff. Why? I don't have a clue. I'm the last person you should ask to look at stuff because I look at stuff very deep. I don't look at it on the surface. I'm sitting there looking at this news broadcast, and they were in there, and they were showing me how they do the regular mainstream news. But they invited me because they told me they wanted me to speak. But the thing I was looking at that bothered me was the fact that people were getting dialed up to come to the plate to come on the news media to talk about this murder, and it was like it was scripted, like a movie, like it were in a picture. And the thing that disturbed me the most was the newsmen never asked them directly the question. Well, I'll tell you about that when we come back for a break. I want you to give me a call on this one, though, when I get finished talking. I want your opinion of orchestrated control media when we come back. 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey, we're back. And we're talking about controlled media and what I saw. What's your opinion, you know, on this thing? By the way, sometime next week, we're going to talk about Mark Furman and this thing that happened in Canvas magazine, him and him being on a broadcast and just kind of like vanishing. I'm still looking into that, and I'm going to get the factors and talk about it on the air, because we need to know what's going on, keep track of everything that's going on, because everything out here is very significant to us getting closer to resolving issues. If we understand the truth and it's in our face, then we can look at ourselves and know what we need to do to react and try to clear up this mess that we're in. Now, going back to orchestrated media, now, this is what I saw that bothered the heck out of me. I'm standing there, and I know how I do my broadcast. You know, you put a teleprompter in front of me, or a script, I ain't going to be able to do it. I'm just telling you, right straight up off the bat. Unless I'm acting in a movie, I might be able to, you know, adhere to some of it and rehearse the part and do it that way. I will do that and memorize it. But see, in this type of thing, I'm doing truth radio, truth media and stuff. What I ask is what is in my head right when I ask it. So I don't have nothing prepared. I'm not sitting there writing stuff. I'm not going back. I'm not going over anything other than if I decide that I'm going to interview a guest, I'll go through everything I can find out on that guest and everything that they're talking about from all equations and sides. and then give you as much of the facts of what is happening and allow them to tell their story and open it up for you to decide what you want to do. But I do put my piece in from what I see, my aspect. But I'm not telling you to go by my aspect. I'm just telling you what I see from the evidence that I have supporting the information that I had gathered. Now, the bottom line is what I saw that disturbed me is this. I'm sitting here looking at all these people in regards to this missing person case, okay? This is going on almost a month. Nobody knows where she is. Nobody has a clue. The people reported it on the day she was missing. They went to the police department in my town, by the way, where I live, Downers Grove. They told them, they referred them back to the police department that she lived in, which, you know, they seemed kind of questionable to go over there. I gather they filed over here because the fact that I think one of them may live in this area. But bottom line is they wouldn't take the police report. They forced her to go back to the town where it happened, and that's what they're supposed to do, allegedly. So anyway, I'm sitting there looking at this stuff. I'm over there in the middle of the night. I was supposed to be on my broadcast at 8 o'clock last week. I was late because of what was going on. Anyway, I'm sitting there watching these people that come up the camera, and they start pulling out these cardboards. I'm like, what the heck is this, you know? And I'm looking at it, and they stand there and poise themselves, and they started standing right next to the anchor. Anchor standing right next to them. I'm like, watching what's going on, and they're looking at this piece of cardboard, and they say, no. And then they put another cardboard up. I don't think so. Then they put another cardboard up, and it says something else on it, and they said, yes, I believe that's true. And then they cut. They went to another person, did the same thing. Another cardboard went up. Another answer, another response, another cardboard thing went up, another cardboard, and then blah, blah, blah. Every person that came up there, they had information, went through this, that they had on the broadcast. Now, I'm sitting there looking at anchors. Anchors are just standing there looking at the camera and not saying anything. And they made a couple of little statements, but not related to the questions that were being asked. Not the questions they were supposed to be asking these people that were saying yes, no, maybe so. Now, to me, I'm looking at orchestrated news. I'm looking at somebody reading out. So if I got in before the camera and I said yes, yes, maybe so, no, that means that if somebody wasn't asking me a question at that particular time, when they go in the studio, they could put yes to anything, maybe so to anything, no to anything, and they could twist around my response to questions that they never asked me in the first place. So that's orchestrated crap-ass news. I'm sorry to say it, but John, you were saying something?
Well, they're just making up whatever's there. It's not a real response. It's a fictitious response, and it could be, you know, they say hard-hitting news, and we're supposed to trust these guys that are giving us the yes or no answer, but they're giving a yes or no answer to us. It's something that's erroneous, and so you can't really respond to that. You know,
it bothered me. It really bothered me.
You know, that's when I start getting my stamps out of stupid or idiot, or, you know, I want a stamp right in the forehead, and bah is what comes to mind now.
But they were looking fabulous. Everybody was dressed to the till, and people were coming over, and one guy came out of the car, and they hugged him and stuff. They were glad to see him. He came up there, and yes. You know, and then he said a couple more words because he was a little bit more higher up in the food chain, but the rest of them were on this thing with the teleprompter. And I can understand teleprompter if you're reading a commercial for a product or service. I can understand the teleprompter if you are doing something in an infomercial. But come on, folks. You mean these folks cannot, if they are go to school for journalism and anchoring or whatever the heck they're doing. I don't know what they're doing because, see, I go through old school stuff. See, I was taught back in the day when my dad was alive, and those people didn't have those things. So they, my dad had a color press. You know, he had a four-color press. He had a hand crank press. I had all these access to these things. I used to do photography and layout and all this stuff. Well, that was goddamn, that was like 6 years old when I was doing this stuff. I'm sitting here, we'll go back. We're on the commercial break. 800-313-9443. Call in if you want.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, we're back. Call is 800-313-9443. Now, John, before the break, you know, I was talking about this, and like I said, you know, it bothered me. It really, you know, I've been thinking about it all week and tossing and turning about whether I should speak out about it. But, you know, if I'm looking at it there, is that what they're doing all over? Or is this just an isolated incident because they were outside and they just, I guess they didn't want to mess up the television tape, maybe. I don't know. What is your opinion?
Of orchestration. As you were down trying to see his house and visit people nearby, and they blocked the street off with the fire department and the policing department as a crime scene, and yet they haven't arrested this gentleman or contained him or anything. You know, they're just as different compartmentalizations of orchestration. It's like right now, you can't get something printed unless you know somebody or it's what the government wants. And so, like, if you want to ostracize the policing department, you couldn't do it. You couldn't put something in the paper of CNN or Fox or the Chicago Tribune or whatever paper you have out there. It wouldn't be allowed. They just would not do it. But all of a sudden, we're seeing the orchestration now where they're vandalizing the policing department, and this is one of the stories that they're using. And they're allowing this to start to come out now. Now think about it. The report before was the third wife was found dead in the bathtub with a dry tub. Her head's wet, but her clothes are in the tub is dry. And, you know, it was a murder, but they covered it up as a suicide. As, you know, we're seeing a lot of suicides of two bullets to the back of the head.
No, this was just an accident.
Right, well, that's what accident. They put it down as an accident or a suicide or whatever you want to call it. Bottom line, it was a lie. Now, you have official people of the forensics or whoever to stamp that report good. So now you're going to expect that department to unstamp that they've got this big blemish on them. And again, now in my court case, the guy that really saved me was my opposing lawyer, because he was unhappy and didn't really ethically wise, or maybe he did make a mistake. Maybe God didn't let him think. He contained a report that we hadn't gotten that opened up the whole can of worms that everybody was lying, that I was able to get a hold of through him. But it didn't exist for me before that time. And so maybe someone doing that report, they did it badly so that it would show itself if someone ever came back to it, but it would mean their job if they didn't do it that way. So they, you know, it's a form of untruth, but it's a form of truth in a way. But it's the unwritten law that they can't put their name on it or hang it out there to say, hey, this is wrong, you got to do something about this, when they're told, hide it and bury it and get it away. So we have a couple things that are coming about of little tidbits that are showing themselves to show orchestration of the policing department and the filing department and a form of responsibility to where, now this ought to go back on the state attorney general or the district attorney for that area. I mean, they ought to have his head on the chopping block for ever letting something like that go through.
Well, this out here is three counties, three areas it hits. It's not only just one. Because this one policing district covers three different counties that hit this one area. So it's not only Will County, it's Kane and DuPage County. They're all, you know, they hands-on. See, when they hit the border, they have a situation of the sheriff's police and other policing agencies being tied in to that one particular area. So this is actually three county-wide police department, you know, agency or whatever. So anyway, you know, again, you know, it goes back to they allowed a crime to happen where a 15-year-old was involved with a guy that was much older, worked for the police department. That should have been immediately a grounds for dismissal, and, you know, that was a felony. They allowed information to come into their office where they had knowledge of it would be called sexual abuse to a teenager or whatever. She was 15 years old. In fact, in Hinsdale, Illinois, where I used to live, Hinsdale High School had a coach. He was going with a 15-year-old at the school on the campus. He's locked up. He's in jail. So why would they let him get locked up in jail, and the girl consented on that, and they let this one go, you know, this situation with this police officer go? So would you not allow the other one guy, the guy that was at Hinsdale Central, the coach?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a complete form of crime through the system that's controlling it.
Well,
I mean,
and that guy's still in jail. And there was two or three other ones like that, you know, where these men and women in these schools were going with these underage kids, 15, 16 years old, and they were orchestrating and locking them up. So now you got a police officer that was involved with a 15-year-old, marries her when he's 17, but, you know, then her mother disappears, and nobody looks for the mother, nobody questions that, nobody questions the fact that, you know, he's got, you know, all these things like, you know, money for, like you said, a pretty decent-sized home. He's got money for a plane, you know, whatever kind of plane he had in the hangar. I don't care if it was two threads and a needle or whatever. You know, he had all this money. You know, where did he get that from? You know, from the police salary? And then they didn't, you know, the grand jury was meeting about his pension, and they weren't talking about, you know, whether or not they were going to indict him on the murder of the third wife. So, you know, these are clearly things they would not do with you and I. If we were caught up in some stuff, they would be throwing books at us and chairs and electrical chairs and everything else, you know. So, you know, where's the fairness? Now, I'm going to bring John up. John from Arkansas, are you there? John? I guess I lost him. I'm not sure if he's there.
Oh, greetings from the land of the rock, home of my President's Library.
Oh, yeah, I know. How you doing, John? I'm talking about the Stacey Peterson case out here. And
Oh, John, yeah. It's just me, Bill. Drop your pants.
Mm-hmm. So I just didn't know if you wanted to make a comment here.
All right, so another weak Clinton impersonation. What else?
Mm-hmm.
I do my best.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, we were talking about orchestrating.
Well, if it's about the money, I can truly tell you this. You know, Dave Hinkson is in prison now because he was using cash, and they have made this poor man suffer. He used to have a show called the Dave Hinkson Show. His father is running his website, the Dave Hinkson website, and he was just using cash, and the government has persecuted this poor man in a federal prison for I don't know how long now. So, you know, I'll tell y'all something, just so we're clear on this. There are crooks that belongs to these little cliques, and then there's the poor people who are considered crooks. All of them need to go into hellfire in the lake. It's pure and simple. As far as underageness goes, this actress, Keisha Castro Hughes, the one that made this movie, Whale Rider, she was only 14 when she made it, and she won an Oscar for it, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm right on that. And she also made another movie last year called about the Virgin Mary. And guess what? She was pregnant at the age of 16. Now, that's under New Zealand law. I don't know how it is in the U.S., but, hey, a lot of things going on with these underage girls that just so wrong. But, you know, unfortunately, she gave birth this year at the age of 17, you know.
Yeah, but you know, if they're going to that point of, you know, these girls having, you know, relations at a very young age, you know, again, you know, this thing is falling on the arms and hands and legs of the grandparents, you know, or the parents, you know, because it becomes a grandparent issue. And the thing is that these kids are getting involved with adult issues because they are coming in contact with adults that are telling them that this thing is okay to do those things. Okay, we were grown, brought up in the era, you know, some of us were in the era that it went by whatever state you lived in, what law was going on, that, hey, you know, those things were not supposed to be happening. You know, be a child. Be happy that you're a child. Oh, God. The satellite is right there looking at me in the window again. It might beam me over anyway. But the whole thing is that, and folks, I'm not lying to you, there's a satellite that all of a sudden appears right over here by my window. You know, whenever I do certain things, it pops up and stuff. And it's not a UFO. It's one of their satellite things that they do things with. So anyway, the bottom line is this. Okay, a child should be a child, and it shouldn't be a situation where a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 16 and 17 should be with an older guy and influenced by an older guy and put in a situation that they have young children at very, very young ages when they are not even really out of puberty themselves. John, what do you feel about that?
Well, you know, bottom line, you've got to be able to take care of yourself before you can take care of a child or so. And so if you want to balkanize a family, have one before you're ready to have one. And because you can't pay the bill, you're not going to be able to get your education, be able to earn more money or whatever you've got to do to try to support that family and have things for the child and for yourself, at least the basics along with maybe some time. You know, it's not that you got to be extravagant to have anybody, but you need to love them. And a lot of these younger children, once they get into that gambit, they just get minimum wage. And minimum wage means you cater to several jobs and never have enough and are always going. And then usually it leads into a divorce because when you get into a relationship when you're that young, you really don't prove a proper measure of each other. And because of the money problems and everything else, and because of the immaturity, usually you see someone else that you figure the problems are going to disappear by going with someone else, so they'd split. And you've seen a lot of, you know, split families in this country. And again, it's a form of vulcanization because now we have who's the real mother and the father, and who, what Christmas do you go to, and all them kind of things start to generate, which are hardships on the children of the family.
And so now we have a mental problem starting in on the family, and social problems that are created, and it's, you know, it was okay for mom and dad to split up, so it's going to be okay for me to split up. And no, that's not right. Mom and dad are always mom and dad, and that's the basis of the country, is the basis of the family, is my opinion. And as we break that up, we help destroy the country.
And so that's what they're doing. You know, they're taking kids that should be out there being kids, and they're forcing them into society to make them, you know, older than they are, and putting them in adult situations and roles. And these girls out here, they don't know what the heck they're getting into. They said that she was began to be unhappy. I guess, you know, she was frustrated because, again, there's a huge age gap between a 17-year-old and a 53-year-old man. And the thing that he would have to offer her and what she would need to being in her age bracket, there's things that he would not be able to accomplish or do. You know, and the thing is that, is it looked at that? It's just like you have these older women going with these real young guys. And again, you know, after a while, you know, what would the older woman have to offer somebody at 17, 18 years old? You know, after a while, 63, 90, you know, and the guy's going to be 30. And then even, you know, some of these relationships, too, you have some of these women out here that, you know, just don't give a care. You have men out here that just don't give a care. They think it's improper and just to have multitudes of relationships with one person after another, not having any moral character or fiber or even caring of what that person is about. Good example is that woman that ran over her boyfriend or husband three or four times in the parking lot because she got full of jealousy because he was with another woman. She was a dentist, and he was too. Well, this guy was married before. She took him away from his wife. And what the hell did she think she had different than her first wife then? What did she have different than the first wife? And why didn't she think he would not cheat on her? If he cheated on his first wife with her, why did she think she was anything different? And then she got violent and then decided to, you know, run over him because she just couldn't believe him leaving her. But the thing is that it means absolutely nothing because it becomes a sexual situation, sexual attraction, and that's just fleeting. But when you have a relationship with someone, and people don't understand that word relationship is something more meaningful. You know that person. You understand that person. There's things that person does and says that you are in tune with. And you have a bond that is different than anything other than a temporary relationship. And that's why this guy, Drew Peterson, was married four times. He didn't have a relationship with those women. Am I right or wrong, John?
Well, that's a fact. I mean, just because you change relationships doesn't mean you just change problems. The person that is able to hang through the troubled times and make something of it is the person that has the ethics and builds morality. And times aren't always good. They're just not going to be. That's not real. That's not truth. And so you just have to recognize that when you come into a relationship that's the one you're going to have. And and don't get me wrong, if your husband's going to murder you, I guess you got to leave her. You know, or if your wife
is going to murder you too.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some extreme cases, but still, you work on a marriage. A marriage. The ceremony is just the beginning of the wedding. The marriage is an achievement, and it's exactly that. It's an achievement. It's work. It's not free, and it's work. Your spouse is always beautiful, and if you think looking the other way is okay, then you don't know spirit, because spirit teaches you these kind of things. And if you practice it and start, you'll start to see it. As you think your wife beautiful or your husband beautiful, they will become that. And if you think them stupid and ugly, they will become that. And so as we have practicality, we're able to think a parking spot, the more things we infringe against our families, the more we can curse it. And it's a fact.
And then, you know, you have people out there that get swayed by their friends. You know, they have, you know, no mind of their own. And their friends will say, well, you know, oh, this one is not better for you. Try this one over here. You know, I had to go through three of them or four or five. And the thing is that, you know, you can go through 15,000 different women and find out they all have the same equipment, but there's only one that has some type of thing that may be in tune to your mind. And the same thing with a woman. A woman could go out here and run all over the place, but the thing is really bad is men talk about women badly. Women don't even realize this. A lot of men talk bad about women, and word circulates. So, you know, you go from one person to another, they know. Is that, am I lying about that, John?
I'm going to drop that one because that's a little. It's you know, different situations for different, you know, groups I'm not going to say there. You know, I classify there's a group of people out there called woodchucks, and you know they all and I apologize to the woodchuck population for ever using their the little animals frame of recognition to classify some people, but you know they all it's interbred. It's
And the bread. We're talking Jerry Springer right there. We'll be back after this break with the Dan Burley Show, 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back in the DM here on Late Night with Dan on RBN. By the way, folks, just check out my blogs on wetpaint.com. I even have an old Vincent Price movie on there. Put a whole thing, a tribute to Vincent Price. It's Last Man. It's kind of the Omega story that was made a long time ago. And first person that acted in it was Vincent Price, and then later on Charlton Heston. But it's a kind of interesting movie about the woman, the world being taken over by the dead, you know, people that had gotten the plague. And we're getting close to that right now, to say, to be honest, the God truth, you know, all this weird stuff we're looking at. And, you know, John, going back to what we were talking about, you know, again, it's a sad time in this country. If we're looking at orchestrated news, you know, and we see people orchestrating, people reading stuff off of dummy cards. Now, how are we looking at the political folks that are running for president, and they're being orchestrated, reading dummy cards from people who write their scripts and things like that? So actually, is it that none of these people have the ability to think for themselves?
Well, you were talking that you have been tried to be hired for a mouthpiece. I mean, they took the job as being that.
Well, I don't get it. What are you talking about?
They want you to, like, you were, they contacted you.
Oh, you mean when I was supposed to have been running for a candidacy out here a long time ago?
Well, anything for candidacy, for possibly being like Oprah Winfrey. You were approached on being her at one time, and they wanted you got to jump to their...
Well, I wasn't approached for that. I was gearing up for doing that on my own. But when I was in a situation long, long time ago, and they wanted somebody to be a part of the Republican Party, and I was, you know, being told that I could get into anything I wanted as long as I played, you know, along, I decided not to do it because it wasn't going to be me. So I'm not going to, I have never in my life, and I don't know why I'm like that, and just, you know, get some militant on that, you know, sense. I'm a very strong-willed individual, and I am not going to jump to somebody else's drum, and I'm not going to do something I don't feel is right for me. And I'm not going to lie to people. I'm not going to read off of teleprompters. I'm not going to do that for anyone. You know, if I'm doing a commercial, that's one thing, you know, for a product or service. But if I don't believe in it, I'm not going to do the product or service, period. Because, again, you know, I just don't – I want people to be frank with me, and I want to be able to understand that person's being frank with me, and I want to give them the same frankness. So if that to me is honesty. So, you know, the things that bother me, and I'm being honest with you, is that if I'm around somebody and they don't have certain levels of codes, I can't be around them, period. And certain levels of code is having some integrity about yourself. And, you know, if you're a liar, forget about it. You know, if you're lying to me for whatever purpose, serving your little purpose, the end to do whatever you're trying to do, it's not going to get with me because I'm going to just vanish. I have low tolerance of certain things, period. And I can't change me. I'm just me, you know, and I guess I'm going to be like I am all the rest of my life. And we're coming to the end of the show, and we'll be back here next week and Monday through Friday on Truth Radio, 6 to 7. Thanks, John, for, you know, being here and on board. Thanks, Manny, for all the help you've given me. And John in Arkansas, I'll be in touch with you after the show. So good night and peace.
Good night, everybody.